Hello and welcome to Mailbox. Before we get to your answers to our regular mystery person quiz, as every year at around this time, it is my pleasure to announce the annual listeners contest organized by Radio Prague for the 10th time now. This year, the competition question is, which Czech writer or literary work do you like best and why? The person who sends the best answer, which will be chosen by a specially appointed jury, will win a week-long stay for two in Prague. There will also be prizes and souvenir items for runners-up. The best answers will be featured in our program and published on our website www.radio.cz on the last weekend of June. Entries should reach us by June the 15th, 2010 at the following address: Radio Prague, Vinohradská 12, 12099 Prague 2, Czech Republic, or via email at cr@radio.cz. The main prize is being sponsored by Park Hotel Praha. Park Hotel Praha offers visitors a blend of comfort and history, quality and modern design with an easy reach of the city centre. We'll be looking forward to your inspiring entries. Now let's get to our monthly mystery person quiz. This is what Gautam Mandal from India wrote in his answer.
Dr. Jan Jesenius is the name of the mystery person of your March quiz. He performed an autopsy in 1600. He was a professor of anatomy at Charles University in Prague.
Mick Edwards writes from England.
I think the answer to this month's competition is Jan Jesenski. He was born in Wroclaw in 1566 and became professor and anatomical consultant for Rudolf II, King of Bohemia.
S.J. Yagbula listens to us in Nigeria.
He is Dr. Jan Jesenius. He was a physician, a politician, a philosopher, an anatomist, a surgeon, a diplomat, and an orator. Though he lived a relatively short life of 55 years, he was able to make his lasting impression on the sand of time.
David Eldridge writes from the United Kingdom.
1600 was an eventful year for Jesenius as he moved to Prague, taking up a post as professor and anatomy consultant for the Bohemian king, Rudolf II. He performed the first public autopsy in the Czech lands, which received much interest at the time. Later, in 1617, he was elected rector of Charles University. He was also a political man and paid a price for that.
A fact explained by Colin Law from New Zealand.
After the dethroning of Ferdinand in Bohemia, Jesenski, who was an orator and a diplomat, became an ambassador for Frederick, a Calvinist and staunch Protestant, elected king in 1619. However, Frederick's army was defeated by the combined forces of the Holy Roman Emperor and the Catholic League on the 8th of November 1620 in the Battle of the White Mountain, or Bílá Hora. That marked the end of the involvement of Bohemia in the Thirty Years' War in Europe. Frederick was forced into exile, and Jesenski, who took part in the anti-Habsburg uprising, was among the 27 Bohemian noblemen executed on the 21st of June 1621 in the Old Town Square in Prague.
And Jayanta Chakrabarty from India concludes.
When you're able to mold a top-ranking physician, politician, philosopher, surgeon, diplomat, and an orator into a single entity, it takes the shape of a versatile genius known as Dr. Jan Jesenius. By sheer hard work, perseverance, and intelligence, this outstanding personality rose to the highest echelons of society. His first public autopsy in Central Europe contributed towards furthering the development of the study of anatomy at Prague's Charles University. He is also remembered for his monumental work Zoroaster, an insight into the lost wisdom of the ancients. However, being one of the leading firebrand figures of the Czech Protestant revolt against the Habsburgs, this brave soul was brutally extinguished at the age of 55.
This time the prize goes to Gautam Mandal from India. My congratulations and many thanks to everyone for taking part. Of course, I won't leave you without a new question, and this time we are looking for the name of the world-renowned tenor born in 1873 in the North Moravian town of Šumperk, who made it onto some of the world's most famous stages, including the Royal Opera House in London, the Vienna State Opera, or New York's Metropolitan Opera. We expect your answers by the end of April at english@radio.cz or Radio Prague 12099 Prague. In the meantime, please keep your comments and questions coming. Until next week, Happy listening.
Thanks, Pavla. And if you're planning to take part in our annual competition, the best of luck.